come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone? We are back live and in living color. Look at Larry Landless as we're watching old Fight Pass. Chuck Liddell, Ronaldo Babalu. I think Babalu. This was like 37 and a half. Yeah, wasn't this the special one at the Bellagio?
Were you there?
I was there.
Wow.
When a bigger tool than you was involved with my radio show.
Oh, yeah?
You were almost kissing cousins with this guy.
Okay.
He wore his credentials on the plane back to Tampa.
I mean, I can't fault the guy.
I can.
Why? Credentials are cool, man. It's like the new thing.
For tool bags.
Like for, you know, rappers have chains and diamonds, and I have a picture of myself.
If I pay for the tattoo, will you get tool bag across the back?
No.
You know how they wear those jersey tattoos?
No way.
You know, with your name and stuff?
No way.
Tool bag across the back. I'll give you the radio show. I'll give you the radio show.
I'm not as courageous as the Presidente of Randy Regime, Shane Grossman.
Well, we already know that.
He's got a neck tattoo of Knockout Radio.
He's got a couple things. I've seen a couple more of his tats all over.
Yeah,
the look of face. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I have a complaint.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a lot of things to talk about today.
All right.
You know, I'm in a little bit of a Twitter war about who deserves the next fight with John Jones.
Okay.
Whether it's Jan or whether it's Dominic Reyes. A lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
I know that I told you numerous times, I make these phone calls to the credit card company, to the health company, and I say things, and I regret it.
Yes, I've been there when you've made such statements.
I've done things where I honestly feel bad after I've done it.
Really?
There have been times.
Okay.
There's a legendary story with Lightning Steele and I. We were going to, matter of fact, that's where I met Grossman.
Okay.
This particular event, we were going to Warren Sapp going into the Hall of Fame, and we got our car in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And it was a total cluster.
All right.
You know the next word.
Yeah.
And Lightning Steele still laughs at the fact when I said to this lady, is this your first day?
Okay.
And she was the supervisor, and she was not happy.
Okay.
You know, and I think a lot of times, just let it go. I was in a long two-day thing trying to get this sleep apnea machine.
Okay.
And it's just been a cluster. I now see why so many people die, because by the time doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs get around to returning phone calls, you're dead.
Right.
You know, my son needs to have a colonoscopy.
Okay.
But he has to get it approved first.
Sure.
He can't go to a doctor. There's the famous leg kick. Until April.
Chuck was a beast.
Until April. He can't go to get it approved for something that he needs until April.
Okay.
So I'm starting to do my taxes.
Okay.
Because they're due, I keep forgetting, they're due March, not April.
Because of corporate. You know,
business taxes.
Right, corporate returns a month earlier.
So I started to work on it. You know, it's not a whole lot to it, but I started to work. And I wrote 6 checks last year.
Okay.
I don't write checks.
Okay.
I do everything online. And
sure.
I have no idea who I wrote the checks to.
Okay.
I haven't balanced a checkbook in 15 years.
Right. Right.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, in personal, there's no reason to. And like I said, I didn't know I wrote that many checks. So I call the bank, worst bank on earth. I call them and I said, I can't log in. You know, it's asking for information that, you know, it's a business. It's asking for my Social Security. I put that in. I put my federal ID. Nothing works. Nice lady. She says, well, you can either come in and I'm sure that we can do it. Is there a fee? I don't know. That's what she said. Or you can call the 800 number. They'll walk you through how to get online.
Okay.
So I took a deep breath and I said, all right, I'll call the 800 number. sat on hold, 22 minutes. They came on, asked me all the same information that you have to put into the phone,
okay,
which is a pet peeve of mine. Why do I have to put the account number when you're going to ask me the account number? I'm getting riled already because I already know what's coming up. Okay. I already know what's coming up. Okay. You don't.
All right.
So they finally come. I give them all the, you know, birth date, Social Security, EIN, blah, 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 blah. Okay, sir, what is your problem? What do you need? I said, I have to find out who I wrote these checks to last year for my taxes.
Okay.
I know the date. I know the month. I know the amount.
Right.
Okay, no problem. We can help you with that, sir. First, we have to get you verified.
Hmm.
No problem. I swear to you on my children, your children, and every child that's walking planet Earth.
Okay.
This is what the lady said to me. Can you tell me the last check you wrote and who you wrote it to?
Right.
I swear to you.
They always do that. Like, if I knew, I wouldn't call you.
But I said that.
Okay.
I said that exact thing. Like, if I knew, I wouldn't be
right, I wouldn't
calling.
Need you. I wouldn't need you.
I said that as well. Oh, I said some things. And then I asked for somebody with a little more common sense. And they put me on hold. I drove to the bank, to the branch. I went up to a lady who I really like. It's an older lady who's a teller. And I said, it's finally come to the point. As much as I love the two of you, I might be closing my account.
Sure.
I told her what happened. I can help you. She told me who the six were. She told me I got back to the house and I was still on hold.
Wow. So when you came off hold, did you let them have it?
I just let it sit there.
Because I've been there when you made a statement such as, like, I hope you die. And then the lady was on hold, and she started laughing, so she came off a hold to let you know she was still there and heard the comments. She's like, oh. She's like, really? Is that, do you really want me to die? And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I was.
Did I say I'm sorry?
You did.
Did I really?
That was at the Bare Knuckle Boxing interview. It was a Wednesday when we were at the Hotel Live for BK. FC8, I believe.
Yeah, but it was about something that they were totally stupid.
Well, yeah, it was crazy because you got to pass to like seven different departments.
I just hate it.
Customer
just,
service at its finest.
Yep. Yeah, well, so whatever. So that was my morning.
Okay.
So the last 2 days was dealing with four different companies for the sleep apnea machine that I've already had once.
Okay.
And then today it was all this bank info.
Speaking of sleep apnea, have you seen Diego Sanchez do that little spoof video with that Ken, samurai guy?
No.
And it has like subtitles and it says, Diego's the Nightmare Sanchez puts people to sleep. And there's a Master Ken has sleep apnea. it's pretty funny.
I haven't seen that. And we were going to go, Ken fought on this fight
samurai,
too.
Yeah, look at that.
We can get right into it. The Diego chicken walk.
Yeah, what's
the rooster
on?
Walk? That I thought it was pretty funny.
You like the rooster walk?
I thought it was pretty funny.
Diego's a strange bird.
Now I saw something, and a lot of people still question that. I don't really go to Twitter.
Okay.
I don't Google. I don't read stories. I don't pay attention.
Okay.
We sit here. We BS. We talk. We get people on. We interview them. You know, we talk to them a little bit. I don't do background checks.
Yeah. Why would you?
You know, whatever. But I did see one thing that people said, a lot of people are saying, if it would have been anybody other than Diego Sanchez, you know, there's a handful of people,
okay.
Connor, Cowboy, that could have gotten away with, and I'm not saying right or wrong, we'll get to my opinion on it in a minute, but if it would have been Mike Perry to take the DQ,
right,
they would have been all over Mike Perry.
Okay.
I know that. You know that.
Right.
If it would have been Covington. They would have been, but a lot of people, me included, I'm okay with Diego Sanchez taking the DQ.
Well, it's not the same sport that it used to be. It's not the warrior going there and like, if you lose your life, you lose your life. This is a paycheck. It's a career. It's a job. And you know, so it's all about the W's because now.
Unless you're Roy Nelson. Roy Nelson, it's always about the win.
Yeah.
You know, he said that. It doesn't have to be exciting. It's
right.
All about the win.
And Jameis is eating W's on the sidelines. Can't win one.
I always wondered what that tasted like.
But the point is, like, there's so many people fighting now. There's so many people you can put in there. Your record means more now than it ever did before. Because back in the day, there's only a handful of guys that were crazy enough to get in there and fight it out. And, like, so even, you know, it didn't matter.
Here's my take on it. And I've posted it. I posted it on the Book of Face. I posted it on Twitter.
Okay.
And you know that I'm not going to say something that I don't honestly believe. It doesn't mean that it's right.
Right.
But this is what I truly believe.
Sure.
How many times have we complained, have I tweeted, have I posted about missing weight?
Oh, all of them.
How many times?
Because they have one job. You have one job.
How many times have I posted? How many times have I tweeted? How many times have I talked about grabbing a fence?
Yeah, it's cheating.
How many times have I talked about and I've posted and I've done whatever about illegal strikes?
Right.
And we're always complaining. How many times have I posted and talked about this isn't a warning, it's a strong warning?
Right.
It's all right. Stupid, right?
Right.
Now those same people are complaining that someone got DQ'd for an illegal strike.
Two in the same card.
Yeah, but again, it's different, but it's the same.
Right.
You know, that doesn't come into the Diego thing. Yes, Diego was losing.
Right.
It's part of the fight that if you get hit by an illegal strike.
It's a strategy to win the fight.
Just like, don't kid yourself. We know this. It's a strategy to miss weight.
Right. Sure.
Fighters have told me that they've purposely missed weight.
Makes sense.
You're killing yourself to make weight.
Yep.
I'm not. I'm going to come in stronger. I'll pay 20%, but I'm going to make more money and get the win.
Right. Sure.
Until stronger things are done, stronger penalties are given, these things are going to continue.
Well,
what would have happened? All right. He loses a point for an illegal strike.
Right.
He still wins the fight. No, right. He still wins the fight.
Right.
Diego was losing.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that he took the easy way out, but he took the legal way out.
Right. It's legal, and he had a right to it, and that's what happened. And in this game, in this modern era where it's all about fighter safety and player safety, I mean, look, Chuck Liddell, they're playing all of his old fights today on Fight Pass.
Tell everybody what you asked me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just throwing your ass under
the
bus.
Usually when Fight Pass runs consecutive fights of a fighter all the way through, like they just did last week with Tony Ferguson, and before that with Conor McGregor.
Uh-oh.
It's because of an upcoming fight.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Uh-oh.
So what?
I just got invited to judge again.
Really? You're going to be a judge?
I am judging again.
Okay.
The fifth annual Cuban sandwich festival.
Oh.
Yes.
You're talking about a fight.
I'm judging world-class fights.
I know.
Coming up. But,
but my thing,
this one better.
Well, my question, my problem is.
Oh, like, are you still talking?
Yeah, because the commissions in each state have different regulations. Some have to be a knee down. Some have to have a hand and a knee down. There's no unification between the commissions from state to state, organization to organization. So, like, why can't they just go back to the original, like, look, two guys enter the octagon, one guy leaves victorious. Whatever method you need to, like, win, you win. That's it. Forget the eye poke from the...
Can you bring weapons?
The Ryan Bader, you know, Congo, you know, eye pokes and the... You know, like, look, people pay a lot of harder
brass
money.
Brass knuckles?
I don't know about brass.
Can you bring a gun? Oh, look what I got in the mail today.
What is that?
This is an envelope.
It looks like an
envelope. It's a Manila envelope.
Is that like a snail mail? What are they still deliver those?
Yep. This is the autographed Bare Knuckle FC autographed trading card.
Oh, what?
So we are going to come up with how we're going to give them away.
That's pretty cool.
And I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
I also know Dave Feldman will be on next week with a few major announcements.
Okay.
Some bigger than others.
Okay.
I happen to know some of them.
Do you?
And when you find out, you, Joe Public, not you, because you'll forget as soon as I tell you, some of the names that are being signed by BKFC.
Are legendary.
There are some legendary names.
Really?
There are some legendary names.
Wow.
And when I was told about this particular legendary names slash fight sometime this year, I said, I want my flight booked tomorrow.
Really? That?
As long as it's not in May.
Is it Chuck?
When the baby is coming. No, this is a fight I want to see.
Oh, you don't want to see Chuck
fight? I don't want to see Chuck fight.
No?
Just because
you like him?
Well, I happen to know both of these people as well.
Because his last showing, he hobbled to the cage.
It was bad. It was bad. And I know Chuck. I like Chuck. And no, I don't want to see that ever again.
Right.
We'll get to this. There's a lot to get to. I don't want to get too far behind.
Okay.
So when we come back, we will talk more about a lot of things. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bro! Scram, baby.
This crazy event called Rugged Maniac. It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They build this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun. Stand Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Viking Encampment, Pit of Misery, Escape Room, all at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekend, February 15th through March 29th. Discount tickets are available at Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com. Marvel at the Celtic dancers. Watch feats of strength during the Highland Heavy Games. Break out your kilt this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at Circle K and at BayAreaRenFest.com. Joust, do it!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
I'm expecting the Undertaker to walk out to that music. I don't know why. I hear Hulk Hogan in the back, and then I heard that particular tune, and I just like you know, he's walking, you know, the dead man is slowly walking.
With WrestleMania coming up in April. You excited? I see you've been posting photos of both Flairs, Rick and Road.
Road?
And, oh, Road Flairs.
You're such an idiot.
Charlotte. All the Flairs, just like, you know, sharing the Flairs.
I'm looking forward to the hopes of what I think might happen the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The build-up before the event.
No, what I'm going to be doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Am I a part of this?
No.
Wow.
No.
Can I drive?
No.
I'll drop you off?
No.
Oh, I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, I know you are, but you're not cool enough to hang with King Mo.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're not.
Dude, I'm cool enough to hang out with Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. I'm definitely cool enough to hang out with King Mo.
I'm pretty sure I just told you you're not. No. You're not cool enough to hang out with King Mo.
If Walter White says I'm cool, then, you know.
Okay, if he tells me... Whoever that might be,
right.
Whoever Walter, whatever. If he,
Walter White.
I don't know who that is.
It's Heisenberg.
I don't know who that is.
Breaking Bad. We were at the party.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
The big gift fund.
I understand.
Star Island. Miami.
I've never seen the show. Never.
Blasphemy.
Whatever.
We have to watch. We have to do a marathon because you can't just watch one episode. Once you watch one, you'll spend the next 4 days inside watching all of them.
Okay, then I probably won't watch. not going to happen. But. King Mo and I are going to do some of the same cool stuff we did WrestleMania week in Orlando a couple years ago.
And what happens at these expos? Like what are you just fan expo? Is it just,
well, there's a fan expo. There'll be NXT, I guess, the whole time. And I'm sure you've seen that NXT is, you know, they're using a lot of NXT for this WrestleMania.
Okay.
You know, Charlotte Flair is going to wrestle the NXT champ. Baszler, former UFC fighter, you know, is in NXT and is doing some stuff.
Do they do any kind of like simulations? Like, can you, because at the NFL experience, you could like kick a field goal from like distance and you could, you know, throw footballs and hit targets. Is there wrestling simulations at these things, like where you can actually do a leg drop, like a Hogan leg drop?
I think what they do is Braun Strowman picks you up and throws you against the wall. Well, and then the next person comes and he picks you up and throws you against the wall.
Because your former producer / co-host took a backhanded chest slap from, who was that guy?
Titan. Yeah.
And knocked him into another room.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, I don't think Alex Weghorn is still the same. I think it changed his life.
Well, and I haven't probably spoken to him since then either.
He's too far away. He got pushed into another hemisphere.
You know, it's all you tool bags who say, oh, I'll do.
Right.
I'll do this. I'll do that. And then he said he would do it, and stupidly he did it. And I think the handprint is still in his chest.
But I think the thing about that is, like, people, you know, it's scripted, so people consider it to be fake. But the physicality behind it.
There's two different words there.
Athleticism.
Scripted and fake are two different things.
Sure.
Yes, everything in professional wrestling is script. Well, that's not even true. It's scripted, but... Like, they know who's going to win. They know that kind of stuff. But
like, the Astros know who was going to what they were going to pitch.
Did you see the over-under?
It's crazy.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
What, the betting?
The over-under on how many times they're going to get hit this year.
Oh, really?
Is 83.5.
Wow.
I don't think that's enough. They're going to get hit more than that. I'd take the over.
Wow.
Now, I think a lot of them are going to get drilled in spring training.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to get drilled in spring training.
Wow. Just...
You know, the problem is, and here's where Major League Baseball has a problem. And I got to be honest with you, I don't care.
Okay.
The more problems baseball has, the better I like it.
You don't like baseball?
I can't stand it.
You don't like, you don't miss the smell of pine tar in the springtime?
I don't miss anything. I do miss, this will be the first year that I have not gone out to Philly spring training.
Oh, you'll go for the cheesesteak.
I went for the food. Right, now, my buddy retired.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah, you're not going.
There's no more unlimited cheesesteaks. So I could care less.
Yeah, that's done.
I haven't covered the Rays in 2.5 years.
Yep.
And I'm a better person for it.
Yeah.
I don't miss it.
I mean, they go into Montreal part season, I think.
I hope they do.
Like, yeah, I mean.
I truly hope they do.
It'd be good.
It'll never happen.
No?
Never happen. I wish they would.
Why would it not happen?
Because Major League Baseball Players Association is not going to allow or approve dual households. They're going to need dual households. They're going to need a house in Montreal
right.
or an apartment or something.
Right.
they're already on the road a lot. Not that I whine for them.
Right.
But now they're going to be here for 40 or 41, Montreal for 41, and on the road for 82.
All right. So they'll never be home.
You never will be home.
But like, maybe we could bring Tim Raines back. Bring back that glory days at the Expos.
I wouldn't do that to Tim. I got to know him pretty well. I really like him.
You really do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know Tim Raines?
I do.
Dude, that guy's legendary.
We did a baseball decathlon. I think I've told you the story. It was at Al Lang Stadium. Out of the Navy, not a whole lot of, you know, so I had a lot of free time, kind of right. Like now. Right. And I went down, and there's pictures of me, like, with a walkie-talkie, and yeah, Tim Raines, Tom Bernanski, and I could never say his name. Tom Bernanski. Probably have no idea who he is. No. All-star Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
And went to the Red Sox. I probably went to a few other places. So at the beginning, like, I had the walkie-talkie, and they would, you know, say over the walkie-talkie, Randy, we need Tom Bernanski at second base, please. And I would go, Mr. We need you at second base.
Okay.
And then, like, later in the day, Mr. We need you to go grab a bat. So I'll show you this photo that's somewhere in my house. It says, to Randy, thanks for finally getting my name right. Tom. It's pretty funny. It truly is pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, I got to know Tim a little bit.
That's awesome.
And I wouldn't do that to him. I wouldn't do it to Andre Dawson.
The Hawk.
I wouldn't do it if Gary Carter was still alive. I wouldn't do it to Gary Carter.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. As much as I'd love to see it, I think it would be great, you know, and that's not me showing my hatred for the Rays,
right?
And showing my hatred for Major League Baseball. They don't pack the stadium. Of course, nobody does right now. Baseball is down, and it's going to be even worse in 2020. If you take half of it away, you're going to get more people at those 41 games.
Right.
Just common
sure.
sense,
right.
supply and demand.
Of course.
So right now,
is that the problem with baseball? Is that because there's too many games?
I think
it's
so.
Like too, it's just too drug out.
I think so.
Right.
I think so. I mean, it's a boring sport to begin with.
Can they speed it up? Can they shorten the innings? Could they do any
one
game
pitch.
Play?
Yeah, let's make it one pitch.
Right. I mean, if it's against the Astros, it's just going to be a
fastball.
Take a base. take a base.
You know,
five pitches, four runs.
I used to play softball, and I hated it at first, but you came up with a 1-1 count. Maybe you could come up with a 2-2 count.
Yeah.
Let's speed it up.
Right. I mean, it needs to speed up or do something in between.
Like what?
A halftime.
The frisbee
show.
Dogs? I want the frisbee dogs in between innings.
Like, have something.
I think I would be okay with that. Well, now the Huntington Beach Bad Boy getting ready to fight on Fight Pass.
Don't you miss this era, though? Look at all the logos and the individuality.
I do.
It was such a cool era. I mean, they all had their camp and their team there with them.
Well, they still have the camp and the team. But
not Diego Sanchez. He has one guy.
Well, and he said, breathe in, breathe out. When you fall, grab.
What's Diego doing? I mean, is he at a point where now where you're concerned about his mental health, such as BJ Penn?
Hold on a second. And I say this with all due respect, because Diego and I are now back on speaking terms. For some reason,
you
know, I wasn't for
a while.
You guys
were blocked on Twitter for a while.
Right, which I never did understand. But you just said, say that again.
No, I'm just concerned.
No, what
about,
did you just say?
Like,
his
mental health? Is he making good decisions?
Didn't we worry about that at the Ultimate Fighter when he won it?
Yeah, because he was a
nothing has changed.
Right,
he was a nutcase then.
But I mean,
I like the guy.
Like, you know, isolating yourself from like your camps and the people who you know you built your career with, and now you just got like a lone wolf, a guy in your corner, you know, whispering sweet nothings. I mean, you know, like it just seems dangerous, and like maybe he's not in a. I mean, his interviews are a little off. I mean, he says weird things about force fields. And, I mean, he's a strange bird.
But again,
already.
Nothing has changed.
Right, you know what that changed.
Well, but you're making it sound like all of a sudden Diego is a loose
right.
marble. He's always been that
True.
Way. He did our show, what was it, last year?
Yeah, probably.
You
yeah.
know, when we rectified whatever
right,
the
right,
problem
right,
was.
Right.
And he sat down. We had a great interview. I still have no idea what he said.
He,
but it was
he talked forever.
I mean, it was awesome.
Like a 20-minute
I was able to
rambling.
Run to Shake Shack. I grabbed something to eat.
You're still on hold from the bank.
Yeah, that's probably so true. That is true. All right. When we come back, let's talk about.
Speaking of BJ Penn, there he is right there.
Carl Udo. When we come back, we'll look back to Bare Knuckle. We'll look back to the UFC last weekend. We need to talk about John Jones and who his next opponent is. We need to lay the groundwork for this Saturday.
Yep.
This is the first boxing event that I have looked forward to watching since Mike Tyson.
Wow.
I cannot tell you what boxing event, what fight have you ever, have you gotten so hyped and can't wait to?
Kimbo Slice.
Well, oh my God, tool bag walking out the door, and we are now going to be better for it. All right, so we'll talk about all that. We're going to lay the groundwork. In the second hour, we'll have Dave Rickles on, who will be having his inaugural Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship event coming up next month in his home state. I believe it's his hometown as well, in Wichita, Kansas. So a whole lot to get to. We will attempt to get to it all, or at least start to get to it all, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun. Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Viking Encampment, Pit of Misery, Escape Room, all at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekend, February 15th through March 29th. Discount tickets are available at Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com. Marvel at the Celtic dancers. Watch feats of strength during the Highland Heavy Games. Break out your kilt this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at Circle K and at BayAreaRenFest.com. Joust, do it!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the final reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com www.thetourdepizza.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back to you live from Tour de Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I was just sent a tweet of a photo of Ryan Newman being released from the hospital. I'm just in awe that he's walking. I'm in awe that the man survived that crash, which was absolutely brutal. But it just shows the safety that has been put into these cars that is just incredible. And it's what they're starting to do, checking on safety even more than they have in the past for the NFL. Now a little bit more safety goes into combat sports. With combat sports is the most anticipated heavyweight fight, possibly the most anticipated fight, boxing fight of all time, is this Saturday. I did have an issue, and I did respond to this on social media, that they're already starting to say this will be a trilogy. And after this fight, Fury will fight one more time against Deontay Wilder and then retire. My problem with that statement is, as we're getting ready to talk about the rematch that I think is warranted in the UFC with Reyes and John Jones, how can we say fight number three? How can we say we would like to see fight number three, that we would pay money to see fight number three, that we would spend time? It doesn't really matter whether we'd spend the money or not, that we would spend the time to watch fight number three if fight number two lasts a round. If it ran three rounds, three totally dominant rounds, it doesn't even matter who's going to win, but let's just say Deontay Wilder wins in three rounds. You really want to see a third? So Wilder's now won both. The first one is controversial. And so there's the rematch, and we're going to talk, like I said, about the Reyes and John Jones possible number two. But if Deontay Wilder wins in a blowout, not a close fight, not controversial, would you really want to see a number three? So let's get through number two first. And some people agreed with that. And, of course, the haters and everything said, no, of course not. We want to see number three even before they've seen number two. All right, so now I saw Karen Bryant was talking about her podcast, and that they talked about who John Jones should fight next, and the winner of last Saturday deserves the next fight, whether it was Corey or it wasn't Corey. As it turns out, we know Corey Anderson viciously got knocked out. Here's why I think John Jones' next fight should be against Dominic Reyes. Most people in the arena that night thought Dominic Reyes won. I thought Dominic Reyes won 3-2. But like I said then, and like I say now, round three to me was close. I didn't watch every round as close as I would if I was judging. I'm okay with either winning. I'm okay with John Jones winning 3-2. With that said, this is the closest, in my opinion, John Jones has ever come to losing a fight. There's been a couple fights. I was there in Toronto. Some people thought that was a close fight. His last couple fights, iffy. But if this was the closest, and many people who thought that John Jones lost, then yes, this is the fight that I would like to see. This is the fight that I think most people would want to see. The rankings don't mean anything. We all know that. I think last Saturday, six fought seven. So if seven beats six, why would the victorious number seven over number six rightfully have that fight over 5-4, 3-2 and one with John Jones being your champion? I think it'll sell better. Not that as a fan we need to worry about that or concern ourselves with that, but that's the fight I would want to see. If you told me I could go to either one, which one would I go to, and I couldn't go to the other? We're assuming that John Jones is going to win the first fight, and I can go to either. John Jones, you pick who that first fight is against the other person. You pick who that's going to be. I'm going to John Jones-Reyes. I think that's the one that makes the most sense. I think most fans would rather see that. And you're going to finally pipe in and give me your opinion?
I disagree.
I knew you would.
I disagree. Look, I was watching UFC 54.
And that has what to do with John Jones, Dominic Reyes?
Chuck Liddell fighting Jeremy Horn, right? A couple of things that I thought were interesting to note. I mean, if that was in today's modern era.
You know what's even more interesting?
Ken Shamrock was a beast.
8-4-2. I would have thought Ken had 67 fights.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, yeah. I mean, but.
I also have those shorts in my man cave.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. But going back to that UFC 54 fight, Mike Goldberg, in the fight, said, you have to decisively beat the champion. They were talking about the points.
I hate that.
Because back in the day,
it
was a different scale than what it is now. It's not about the points and like the tally on the sheet. Like, it was about who had octagon control. You have to decisively beat the champion to be the champion.
All right. Are you saying that as well?
Mike Goldberg
said
it.
Hold on a second. Are you saying
yes, that? I don't think Dominic Reyes did enough to convincingly win to become the best fighter on the planet at the 205 weight class.
Would you be totally offended if I called you the biggest moron I've talked to today?
No.
And that's over from the people at the bank.
Really? Like, I took the first place?
You did.
I'm usually number one at everything I do.
If you truly believe that.
I think you have to convincingly beat the champ to be the champ.
You are an idiot.
You need to be. I know you. Points, strikes.
It's not. It's not any of that. It's. Do you next year? Who won the Super Bowl? I don't even remember.
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. All right. And I was there. I still don't remember. All right. So are you telling me
the 49ers were the losers?
If the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, and they play the New Orleans Saints, and Drew Brees throws a touchdown,
It's a different sport.
Hold on a second. Let me finish. 32-31. The New Orleans Saints are over the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't win?
That's a game of points. That's a game of
but
score.
But they didn't decisively beat the
champs.
No,
but this is a game. This is a game like octagon control. It says it in the intro, like the cage presence, the who pushed
octagon
the action,
control? Sure.
Who took the most risk, like who actually put themselves in danger to be successful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables that go into it, not just the number of points, because I can hit you seven little tap punches and run up scores.
You're right.
But
you're right.
Doesn't mean anything.
I am a judge in the state of Florida.
Yeah, that's okay. Cuban festival. We know.
No. As well as amateur MMA.
You're so proud of this Cuban festival title.
I do. I do get to eat some sandwiches. Yes, you have to beat the champion by one strike.
No. Decisively. It's got to be convincing.
You only got to beat him by one.
Because I think, in my opinion, Gustafson was the first one to beat John Jones. I think Gustafson Jones won. I think he beat Jones in that fight. And I think he did it more convincingly than Reyes did.
I was at both.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I was at both.
Well,
I saw both.
Who do you think win? Who won each of those fights? Who won the Gustafson Jones first fight, in your opinion?
I don't remember. I mean, I believe I said John Jones, but I don't remember yesterday.
Okay,
How am I going to remember a fight? I thought Dominic Reyes won the fight, whatever it was 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
But as I stated, and I've said this over and over and over again, if you are not watching the fight as a referee or as a judge, then it's really unfair for you to say who won. Okay. I've seen people look away. Rogan and Cruz were talking about somebody didn't even look for 30 seconds.
Yeah. I'm like, how can you be a judge and not even look
exactly
at the fight?
Right. So that's why I'm saying round three was close to me. I might not have watched. I didn't watch the fight as a judge.
Right.
I watched it as media. I was doing other things, you know, on the radio row, whatever. So I'm not going to argue who won and who lost. I'm not going to do that. But to beat the champ, you only have to do enough to beat him. You don't have to knock them out.
On paper.
Not on paper. Just that's the way it is.
But do you want Dominic Reyes to be your champion at 205?
I don't care.
Yeah, but if it's close, doesn't the UFC have an interest to protect that title?
The UFC has no say in it.
I know. It's the commission and the judges.
It's the judges. Yeah,
Who wants Reyes as their champion?
There's been, I'm sure, many champions nobody's wanted as champion. Sure. At this point, you know, your Uber driver, I wished wouldn't be a champion. Right now, I wished he wasn't even in the UFC. I'm tired of that.
So who do you don't like?
Oh, my God. It's old. It's
why?
Bend the knee and shut
kiss
up.
Kiss the knee and bend the face.
It's bend the knee. But as a judge, I stand strong in, yes, you have to beat the champ. You don't have to knock him out. You don't have to decisively. You have to win more rounds. And for the absolute, you know what? We have to hit this break. When we come back, I'm going to continue on even a stupider statement that I've heard regarding that fight and how you need to beat the champ. We'll get to it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Viking encampment, pit of misery, escape room, all at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekend, February 15th through March 29th. Discount tickets are available at Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com. Marvel at the Celtic dancers. Watch feats of strength during the Highland Heavy Games. Break out your kilt this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at Circle K and at BayAreaRenFest.com. Joust, do it!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun. For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
I'd rather listen to Rick Springfield than me. I got to be honest. I got to be honest with you.
Me too.
The Make-A-Wish event, Waiting for Wishes, right around the corner, April 14th.
Yes.
In Nashville, where I met Rick Springfield. That was probably one of my, I don't want to say bucket list, but one of my favorite
encounters.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, hanging with Rick Springfield and Ric Flair. That photo with the two Ricks
right.
was really pretty cool. And everybody thought it was corny. Until both Rick said, hey, I like the idea. I want a picture. And Ric Flair took the picture with Rick Springfield. It's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool.
You know what else is cool?
What's that?
Except for me. Look at this casket.
Oh,
do you see that?
The bus driver casket.
The bus driver casket.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. The Minnesota school bus driver was honored with a special bus casket to be buried in eternity. You like it?
No.
What?
No, I don't. No.
You don't like it?
No.
How do you know if he even liked driving the bus?
Exactly. He probably hated it. Right. It was just his job.
He's like, give me away from this yellow thing.
Now for the rest of, if you believe in that, he's going to be locked in a in a bus.
In a time capsule bus. Right. Yeah, now you don't like the tribute? What can we bury you in when you're gone?
Nothing.
A cage? Like an octagon cage?
No. Oh. When I'm dead, I'm dead. I'm not going to know.
We
got to
do something
matter.
Fitting for the goat. I can't just let you just go into the ground without
take
nothing.
Me over across the street to the guy I got in the argument with at that grocery store.
Why? Why would you fight that guy?
I do. Because he sold flat soda.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What do you want? I want a soda that's not flat. All right, here's another thing that really bothers me.
Okay.
That rounds 4 and 5 mean more than rounds 1 and 2.
Those are championship rounds, sir. They're heavily weighted. It's sure. like grade school. Like,
yeah, they're heavily weighted on a 10-9 scoring system.
Graded tests, like in the state tests, like they have more weight, they're more value.
So question number 50 is more important than question number 1?
I think so.
No, you don't. Just for once, say listen, that.
But championship rounds, that's when the men are tested. That's when
the men are tested. But as the champion, you better make sure you win one of those first three. Because then rounds 4 and 5 don't mean anything. Now, in this case, he did. He won round 3. So it's a moot point. But rounds 4 and 5 are weighted more. No, they're not.
They should be worth
it. No, they shouldn't.
Because the conditioning, the cardio, the stamina to get to that 4th and 5th round is everything. And in today's stoppage, where they stop everything early, like that like I go back to 54, like I watched today, they would have stopped that in the first round. As soon as he fell and faced backwards towards Chuck, like Jeremy Horn, he was like, they would have stopped that fight. They would have called it off in issue of like fighter safety. And Horn got up, took a beating, made it to the 4th round, started throwing leg kicks, actually made it an entertaining fight, and had a chance to win against Chuck the Iceman in his prime. So
what's the point?
The fight, the game is different now, and so I hate it.
5 rounds, you need to win 3 of the 5. If you win early, that's why you want to put those in the bank.
I have an idea. You want to hear my idea? Let's do penalty punches like soccer. You go 5 rounds. At the end, if it's not a winner, you just trade punches 1 at a time in the middle of the octagon.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go, live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.